Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi. Thank you for checking in tonight, or if you're listening on demand, we thank you for joining us. This is the Transformation Cafe, so just pull up your chairs, and we'll order some little drinks here, and just gotta sit down, and we'll see what kind of fascinating chats we can get into. We have some of our regulars tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening?
Most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle.
Mr. Seattle, and he has the Chrome Ohm Tattoo Studio up there, so if anybody's needing a psychic support with your psychic armor, give him a call in the local Seattle area. And we have the marvelous Marvin. Hey, Marvin, how are you this evening?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay, you want to tell people a little bit about who you are and where you're located?
I'm in Redlands, California. I lecture and do counseling all over the United States and Canada. And I'm about helping people grow and become happier in their lives.
And she did some awesome ceremonies. So if anybody out there who's wanting to get married on any kind of level, although, you know, if you want to do scuba diving or if you want to be parachuting, those are two areas that she really doesn't go for. But other than that, she pretty much is open for any kind of
ceremony.
That's the truth.
I have that posted on my website, too.
I am not exaggerating on that. I think I would probably be in the same boat, especially that flinging myself out of an airplane to marry somebody. I don't think I'd go for that.
No.
That's a little too radical for me.
And especially because I don't walk and whistle well at the same time. Can you imagine me jumping out of an airplane and trying
it's
to recite?
Can you pat your head? Yeah, can you pat your head and rub your tummy at the same time?
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge.
And we have one more guest at our table tonight. Good afternoon or good evening. How are you? Hello, guest. Do you want to say hello? I guess they don't want to say hello. Okay. So anyway, I think it's Tony. Tony, are you there? Tony? The caller 3140. Your last four are 3140. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay, that's Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
Oh, this is Donna, actually. I'm just calling.
Oh, hi, Donna. How are you? Thank you for checking in.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the show, so I thought I'd check it out.
Well, thank you. Would you like us to leave you on, or do you want to just kind of let me know if you want to make a comment? How about that? We'll just kind of I'll kind of keep.
I just tuned in, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about. So.
Well, I'm glad you're checking us out, and we'll have you kind of on mute for now, but we'll anytime you want to, just let me know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we are, like I said, the Transformation Cafe, and so what we like to do on our show is really come from a very light spiritual perspective and learning, just looking at all the different things that are happening on the planet, depending on the topic. And Jamie has suggested that we talk a little bit about the sit-in that's happening on Wall Street. So
well,
what are you thinking about that, Mr. Jamie?
Suggesting a topic. I don't know if it's very spiritual.
I think it is spiritual. I wanted to get your perspective on it.
Well, I think it's important to be heard, and if if we're allowed the First Amendment to express ourselves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it's kind of started in New York, and there are several major cities with, including Seattle, which have some sort of demonstration going on. It's been going on here for about 11 days.
And what are they doing
in Seattle? Jamie, elaborate on why they're doing it.
Well, I guess they feel that they want the corporations to, well, it's basically about corporate greed and the government not holding Wall Street responsible for their actions during the last recession, which they kind of caused because of their practices. But again, people
now,
are using
I'm looking at a quote here, and one of the things the quote says, and I think this is where we can tie in the spirituality of it, and what that quote says is it's we plan to use the revolutionary Arab Spring tactic of mass occupation to restore democracy in America. And I think and the big picture right now from a global perspective, if it's okay for me to go on, is the spiritual aspect of this is that everybody all over the world, probably with the exception of a handful of people who have their heads buried, realize that this entire world is in trouble, and they realize that part of the contributing trouble has to do with different political issues that have gotten way out of hand, including in the United States. And you've got too many people with their hands in too many different pockets. And the democracy part, from a spiritual perspective, the way, and I'm going to use the United States as an example because I'm more familiar with that, but I am familiar with some of the others, is that, you know, this is one nation under God. And it takes the word God out, but the way that the Constitution was written was this was of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it is seeming more and more and more all the time that the people are not, don't have any kind of say or control. And from a spiritual perspective, that is in complete contradiction to many of the major spiritual teachings all over the world.
Well, you know, when you say that, what comes up for me is this overall overwhelming agreement on a lot of levels where people are talking about the oneness of everything. You know, being connected to the planet, being connected to our groups, and just, you know, the fact that, you know, we're not here living individually. We're living here, you know, in a group and oneness level that we all need to be mattering to one another. And when we don't have a cohesiveness with that, we definitely need to raise up and just say, you know, there's that, like you're saying, there's that imbalance that's going on, and we just can't have that happening anymore if we're going to be able to survive and move into a new level of growth and transformation.
Well, on one level, that's absolutely correct, but there's other levels that people are not dealing with or addressing right now. And a lot of it has to do with preserving certain self-interests. It has to do with as much as people profess to follow whatever their particular religious or spiritual bent is, that a lot of it comes back to the me issue. And when you start talking about energy and energy connection, it's really interesting because there's a lot of things right now being worked with and explored scientifically with regards to there is a direct connection with each and every one of us. And that direct connection is really not much different than a drop of ocean. That one drop of water in the ocean doesn't make the ocean any less an ocean. If anything, it contributes more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is people are not able to, they're having a hard time wrapping their mind around, A, what's going on, B, it's human nature, partly because of the way that people have been conditioned in numerous ways to want somebody to blame. And, you know, when you take a look at where the real problems lie, if you got really down honest with it, it starts at the top. This is not a bottom-up issue. This is a top-down issue. And subsequently, from a spiritual nature, you've got people all over the world, one way or another, that are crying out. And that's exactly what some of these people are doing. I think this sit-in is, what, in the 23rd day or something like that? I think I'm pretty
close.
Yeah,
I think it's 23 days now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, it's such so reminiscent of what was happening in the 60s, when they were having the love-ins, on a certain level. But the dynamics there, from what I've been hearing, what a lot of commentators have been talking about, is the fact that, the new dynamic with this is that it's not necessarily a bunch of hippies as opposed to, the way that's happening now. It's just, like you're saying, that a general, man or woman on the street that's basically just saying, no more, we don't want to have this happening anymore. So it's more cohesive with just, a membership that's not somebody that's, from the outside looking in. It's a part of the whole system.
Because what's interesting with this, I think is, they're wanting a peaceful demonstration, but the bottom line and the only way that a lot of this is going to turn around, and I think if people would begin to get that you can't separate the spirituality from the politics or the religion from the politics or whatever labels you want to put on it. But the bottom line is it's critical at this point in time, more than ever in the history of mankind, to begin to pull together and recognize the spirit in each individual and begin to work together with it. And it's got to be global, and it has nothing to do with anything other than we are actually meant to be the guardians and the caretakers of the earth. And when you start taking a look at that from an objective perspective, the homes that these people are living in or the offices they're occupying or the cars they're driving really aren't theirs. There was an exchange of dollars for a lot of it. But when it gets right down to it, everything that I just mentioned was built from something in nature, whether it be metal, whether it be cloth, whether it be cotton, whether it be leather. Nature doesn't charge for it. And so, so what happens is people are going to have to start taking a different look. And I'm not. There's no reason why people cannot have abundance. But what's happened is things have gotten so turned upside down, and it's got to turn around, and part of it has to do with the voice of the people. And that includes, and it's not limited to, voting, coming up, not with just the complaints, but ideas, pool ideas for solutions, logical solutions that can work for a multitude of people, not just one or two people. I get phone calls all the time from clients, and I've had several blame Obama directly for a lot of these issues. Obama didn't create these issues, nor is he responsible because he doesn't make the decisions. He's got a whole body of people behind him that actually makes a lot of those decisions and choices by their own votes. And right now you've got two major parties in conflict with each other. Get rid of the politics, get into the spirituality of all of this. I mean, we've got the same issues going on, and it's interesting because I also read that these protesters are in Vancouver. They're all over. And all at the same time, simultaneously saying, you guys, fix this. Stop with the crap. Stop with the dissension between yourselves. Stop with your special interests and take an objective, logical look at what can be done to fix it. That's
you know, I think it's interesting because they were saying that Jimmy Carter, when he was in office, he actually got the head of both parties together, along with the chamber, the board of, what is it, the guy that's the head of the House of Representatives.
Senator Gore?
Anyway, all the big
guys. The Speaker of the House?
Speaker of the House, thank you. So the Speaker of the Board and then basically the leaders of both the Democrats and Republicans, he would bring them to the White House regularly to look at all the different bills, would have them write them together to say, let's hash this out now while we're here in the White House, and then he would take it back to Congress to have the votes. So a lot of the disagreements and things like that would be worked out between, just a smaller group of people, and then they would go ahead and present it to everybody for voting.
But
Carter was able to get a lot more through for the fact that a lot of the game playing, a lot of the lobbyists, a lot of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes was just not even an issue. because it wasn't anything that, you know, they had that was something they were having to contend with when they were actually just writing these bills.
Well, there's some of that true, but you've got lobbyists out there that have deep pockets behind them. And I think another thing that's really interesting is we really have to look at in all honesty, getting some of the personal crap out of the way, if you will, and begin to take a look at what the real issues are. Because, I mean, we're looking at water and food, and we're looking at all kinds of and housing and all kinds of other issues. And I think, and if you looked at some of the pictures of the people that are protesting out on Wall Street, it's pretty amazing because you've got people from all walks of life. And, you know, a lot of these people are well-educated people. There's just as many that, you know, and there's always going to be, you know, conversely, people that are in it for a free ride or whatever they can get out of it. Another thing that's really interesting, and I need to approach this, is the fact that there's a lot of people out there taking advantage of some of the various government systems when they don't need to be. And there are people out there that could be working, even if it's making less money than they were used to or whatever, instead of milking systems. And there are people that have incomes from other areas, and they've got the income shifted to different places so that they can continue to draw whatever their government entitlements, what they feel their government entitlements are. So this is a problem that is huge. It needs to start at the top, but it's got to be fixed on multiple areas. And it is spiritual. It is not just fiscal.
So I know that they were going to be hoping that they've got a jobs bill that they've been trying to work to have being passed the last month or so. Jamie, do you know anything that happened with that today?
I know the jobs bill that Mr. President Obama proposed didn't go through. And
no, the Republicans didn't like it.
Right. Well, they want to take parts of it and try to find consensus. But as President Obama, I think he had a series of speeches where he just said, pass the bill, pass the bill, pass this bill. And they decided that they weren't going to. And the two-party system has checks and balances, but it doesn't seem, you know, when somebody doesn't want something, they're not going to pass it, you know. Now that it's amazing that we have this kind of system, and there's some sort of the partisanship is just rampant there, you know. And, of course, I can understand
that's
that.
Part of it, Jamie, but don't you think part of it is the good old boy system, too?
Oh, of course.
Because what's happened is the good old boy system, and what I mean by that, by definition, is the people start doing favors for other people, and then what happens is instead of earning whatever their way is, it's the good old boy system, and yet whatever goes on behind their closed doors often is totally different from what you're seeing up front.
Well, there was also a radical changeover when we got a lot of new people coming into the House and Senate that were representing the Tea Party. The Tea Party really has just kind of put a whole twist on this thing about. In some ways, it's been challenging the old ways of government, but in other ways, it's having some of these new members coming in and wanting some radical changes when there's a matter of, you know, we need to look at what's really good for the people. Ultimately, most people who are commentators are, you know, are these senators and, you know, looking to just protect their own jobs, or are they really looking at what their people
their
need?
Own, and they're not looking at a bigger picture, and that's why there's implosions in so many different countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
So if we were going to look at this from a light, from a spiritual perspective, a way of looking at this, wanting to have it be transformed, to be healed, what would be some suggestions, Marvin, that you would, you know, want to put out here for conversation?
First of all, write. Most of you who obviously are listening to this or watching it or whatever you're doing have access to a computer. You can write to the president. You can write to your congressman. You can write to your local constituents. And if you have anything that you can is credible, newspapers, but you sitting back and watching everybody else do something and not taking action is the same thing as giving them permission to do exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can write, you can vote, you can do small acts of kindness for other people, you
mm-hmm.
can become more proactive in some of these areas, use your Facebook blogs to post something positive or something at least, let's call it a constructive potential solution to a problem that maybe you're aware of, because there are so many things going on out there that none of us are truly aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stop burying our heads in the sand, because what happened is, you know, for a long time, for many, many decades, we functioned under a veil of trust, and that started to go away a number of years ago. And now, if you take a look at the situation we're in, it's time for change. And it can't be with violence. It can't be. It needs to be with common sense, and things need to be looked at from a different perspective.
You know, I'm being reminded of they had different meditation practices and stuff they were doing. They've had tests of mindsets of, you know, they gather people together at a certain time of the day and they would focus on a word. And I'm trying to remember which city that was in. But the crime rate, the word they were focused on was peace. And they meditated every day for, say, 15 minutes in this as an experiment. I think they had maybe about 45, 50 people that did this within an area of an urban area that was pretty violent. And they said 70% of the crime during that time, and as they did it for a whole month, that whole area just got a lot more peaceful with a lot of less activity on a negative space.
And it doesn't take 15 minutes. If you had 50 people and of course the more the better, because they're now able, you are an energy essence. You run on energy. And science is just now beginning to acknowledge that. That's why they reach for the paddles when they restart your heart. There's all kinds of things we could go into, but that's a whole other topic. But when you start putting that into perspective, and I know the gal you're talking about, and I forgot her name, but she started a lot of these experiments, and it's called the intention experiment. And you have people focus on, like you said, a specific area or a specific word and a simultaneous time frame, whether and because you've got the different time zones all over the world, but the energy goes together and it does impact physically the area that you're putting it to. And I think it's interesting because that's one of the way that Jesus did the healing and a lot of the other healers that have worked is it's a matter of focused energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that people need to pay more attention to that and not blow it off quite as much as they used to. Because
mm-hmm.
still, to a lot of people, these types of things, you know, they think they're not real or they can't relate to it because of the way they were taught or because of belief systems they've inherited. And they're so much more than they realize they really are. And they can contribute so much more.
Mm-hmm. So starting this Wednesday, which will be October 13th at Flowers for You, on 6:30 at night, we're going to be starting a group together called Wisdom Circle. And it will be Marvin and I. Yeah, Thursday.
I mean Thursday.
Yeah. Did I say Thursday? I said Thursday. Oh, I said Wednesday. Okay. So Thursday, October 13th, we're going to be starting our Wisdom Circle. Again, it will be once a month. And kind of what we're talking about tonight, it's setting intentions for having things, be in a good, positive place, working with people's innate wisdoms. and knowing what that looks like, and just really helping the planet to come to a new place, because as we change ourselves, we will definitely change the planet. And so we're really seeking to have it be something that could be really beneficial for everyone who gathers, and have it be on multiple levels. Go ahead, Marvin.
I just want to say something. Jamie, I think that you're awesome, and I love the way you stir things up.
Oh, I didn't mean to stir things up too much.
No, I don't. I didn't mean that in a negative way at all. It's about awareness. It's about bringing more awareness out, and you just have an innate ability to be able to do that. And I just think it's amazing.
Thank you very much.
That's why he's a regular on the cafe. At the cafe, I'm telling you. He's always bringing in some kind of an insight that we hadn't thought about. We went, oh, good one, Jamie. There you go.
Oh.
There you go. It's always good. So any other thoughts or comments about the Wisdom Circle, Ms. Murphy?
I think, you know what it is our, Rob and I have met several times just recently, and we'll meet again tomorrow, but what this is to help people become more aware of just how much they have to offer and how much power they have inside themselves to create better things for them. And the wisdom part, you know, it's interesting because I think Robin put it out there at 30 or three decades worth of, but if you combine the two, I think there's probably more like 7 or 8 decades worth of wisdom involved. But wisdom is something that comes from inside, and what we're attempting to do is help you get in touch with your own innate wisdom, because you have it, it's there, and it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely needed. And just as we were talking about, you know, taking the time to write people where you are, where your perspectives, getting people together that are like-minded, that are wanting to be for the good and positive growth and change on the planet, it's very cumulative, and it doesn't take that many people to really make a difference. It really doesn't. You know, we think we have to get all these people together.
One at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One at a time.
So that's one thing that we're really excited about. So if anybody wants to contact us about that workshop, you can go to Meetup. We're actually on meetup.com. And look in the Inland Empire area for spiritual growth. It would be listed at that. You can go ahead and do a sign up there. Or if you'd like to contact the flower shop and go ahead and talk to me directly, that number locally would be 951-689-2711. And again, that's 951-689-2711. And this is Robin. So if you want to go ahead and give us a call on that, we can go ahead and save you a spot. Because we're going to probably limit this to about 15 to 20 people. And if we get a lot of interest, we maybe do two different nights. We can let people know if that's going to be something we expand on, depending on how much of a demand we have for this. So who knows? We may have to get a small, you know, stadium or something. That'd be kind of awesome.
I'm going to send you something in an email, Robin. I'm posting something on Facebook. You and Jamie both look it up, because, ironically enough, it talks about who increased the debt. It's a bar chart.
Okay.
And I think you'll be interested to look at it. Jamie, I think you'll really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting it on Facebook.
Okay, very good. And you know what? If you've not had an opportunity to go look at Marvin Lindgren's Lindbergh's Facebook, really encourage you to do that. She's got, actually, you know what we've got? We've only got a minute left, but go check it out. She's got a picture of a baby that was having to get surgery while it was still in the womb. And there's a picture of the baby's hand actually coming out and holding the surgeon's hand, his finger. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I still have
awesome
that poster.
Oh, you don't have that on there anymore? Well, anyway, hopefully it's still there. So check on that and see that. And, you know, maybe that's the next year we could talk about that, just the preciousness of life and how a lot of people don't think, infants or babies are really, you know, when does birth start? We could talk about that. That might be an interesting conversation. So, you know, we got about 30 seconds left here. So, again, I want to thank Jamie and Ms. Marvin for coming on the show and being a couple of our regulars. And I'll thank you again for anybody who's checking in tonight. And go ahead and we look forward to seeing you again at the cafe. And, again, if you have any questions to get into the Wisdom Circle, that number, again, is 951-689-2711. And you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.